Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, July 17. Coming up, government targets 3% growth this fiscal year, Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project to get underway next year, and Jamaica's cannabis industry will conform to international standards. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department has relocated from Public Building West King Street to the Oceana Hotel Building, 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Our business hours remain Monday to Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Accountant General's Department may still be contacted at 922-832-027, email info at treasury.gov.jm, website treasury.gov.jm, and via WhatsApp 818-6583. We apologize for any inconvenience our relocation may have caused. The Accountant General's Department, service with excellence, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the government is targeting growth of 2 to 3% for this fiscal year. Mr. Shaw says according to the latest data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, Jamaica's economy has expanded steadily over the past year, with the country recording economic growth of 1.3% for the 2016-17 fiscal year.
Now what is significant about that is that for the previous 4 years prior to this 1.3% growth, the average annual growth was 0.37%. So we have broken that barrier, and in this new fiscal year that we are in now, we are targeting 2 to 3% growth.
Mr. Shaw adds that he's heartened by the increased rate at which players in the micro, small and medium enterprises sector are accessing capital to start or expand their businesses, as well as other large-scale development projects to come on stream later this year. The minister was addressing the launch of the Cygnus Capital Limited Investment Company earlier this month. The Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project, SCHIP, is expected to get underway in early 2018. The $384 million US dollar project will facilitate the rehabilitation of the roadway between Harborview in Kingston and Port Antonio in Portland. The environmental impact assessment study required for the project's implementation is being examined by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. National Works Agency NWA Communications and Customer Service Manager Stephen Shaw says following NEPA's review, the relevant government agencies and stakeholders will meet to determine a date for a public forum with residents of St. Thomas, where a significant percentage of the project area is located.
So that meeting should happen within 60 days, I believe. Once we have been able to complete all that is necessary insofar as NEPA's take is concerned and us putting the information out, we'll be having a public meeting.
The project, for which the government signed the loan agreement with the China Exim Bank in February, will be executed by China Harbour Engineering Company Limited, CHEC. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be exercising caution in how cannabis is leveraged in the development of Jamaica's nutraceutical industry. He says the administration has to ensure that Jamaica does not breach international rules and standards and that activities are being carried out lawfully.
These are not just standards to do with medicine or compliance to do with health. It is also financial standards, banking standards to ensure that, you know, our market is not being used for illegal activities parading under a license.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a recent ceremony at Eden Gardens Wellness Center and Spa in St. Andrew to announce the United States Food and Drug Administration's award of orphan drug status for Crisoreal, developed by FlavorCure Biotech LLC, to treat acute myeloid leukemia. FlavorCure Biotech, based in Maryland in the United States, is owned and operated by the Eden Gardens group of companies, headed by noted Jamaican scientist Professor Henry Lowe. And service delivery of the Western Regional Health Authority, WRHA, should see significant improvements with the opening of its new offices at the Fairview Shopping Complex in Montego Bay, St. James. Speaking at a recent ceremony to officially open the offices, Mayor of Montego Bay, Homer Davis, said the new space will allow the authority to modernize its operations.
I believe that this is a step in the right direction and is a great improvement from the perspective that staff should be encouraged by the new environment and welcoming atmosphere, increasing their motivation and to contribute to the trust of the authority.
Mayor Davis adds that the demand for professional and efficient service cannot be overstated, pointing out that it's important for the authority to be positioned to deliver quality customer service. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.